If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Anna from Stars and Stripes. We're going to be talking about food up next, right?
Yeah, we're talking all about food. And I am the type of person, when I go on vacation, I love looking up the specialty food in like the areas or like the small cities or the regions. That's like my favorite thing to do.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely on my list too. I'm going to be honest. Sometimes I get into some really weird things. So I'll try almost anything when it comes to food, and I have eaten some other holy things.
I am not somebody that is like too crazy on trying foods out. So I do like draw a line on some weird stuff, but I look and I'm like, okay, let's see what I want to try out. So this next article that we're talking about today is actually just talking all about some street food that you can be trying in our close little sister city of Naples.
I was about to say street food is when things get interesting.
Oh yeah. Well, see, so I actually wrote this article, and I think that makes it a little bit more fun because we can kind of just go off the walls of this article in itself. But Naples has some fun street food, and nothing is honestly too crazy. And because it is still southern Italy, a lot of it, I don't want to say we have it here, but a lot of it we do have. But a lot of it is also, we have things similar, so it's not completely like crazy and brand new to us. But I will say, so one of the things that they have, which I think is just quintessential Italy itself, they have something called a wallet pizza. Obviously, that is the English translation.
It's like calzone almost.
Almost, but it's not, because it's actually just a pizza like folded over.
Oh.
And so it's called the pizza a portafoglio. So, and portafoglio means wallet. And so it's literally like the small thin pizza folded onto its side, and they serve it to you in like parchment paper. Mm-hmm. So you can just walk around and eat folded up pizza.
I'm gonna be honest, I feel like that beats the favorite part of me eating pizza. You know, you get those first four or five bites, and then yeah, you fold it on itself. Mm-hmm. If it comes folded, what am I doing?
Yeah, and I think it's funny that they have like a folded pizza, because if you go anywhere, the Italians, they judge you for folding the pizza. But Naples has a folded pizza in their like street food cuisine.
Yeah, I think it's so funny how they're so different with the food from town to town.
Oh, yeah.
The rules do not like apply everywhere.
No, they don't. And I think that's like the most confusing part about Italy itself too. Like, you think something and then you go somewhere else and they're like, what are you talking about? And you're like, oh, I'm sorry.
Like, you just assume it's the rule everywhere.
Yeah, I was just at a pizza spot. So I had my bosses in town last week and they really wanted to go to a pizza. So we just ended up going to a pizza spot that was recommended in Moda. And my boss, he started folding his pizza. And the guy was like, oh, what are you doing? Like, why do Americans fold their pizza? And I was like, John, stop folding your pizza. But I don't know. I think it's so funny that it just really much just depends on where you are. And there's so many different types of special like foods that you can be trying in Naples. Obviously, aside from the Neapolitan pizza, there is actually something called a lobster tail pastry.
I do love lobster tails.
Like pastries or like actual lobster tails?
Actual lobster tails. I hope there's not a seafood pastry. As much as that sounds interesting, I don't think it'll taste good.
I probably not.
I'll try it.
I don't think I would try that myself. I'm not a big seafood girl, so I'm not having it on a pastry. But there is a lobster tail pastry, and it originates from the region of Naples, so like Campania region. And it is actually called the sfogliatella. And there's two different types. And so one is the ricchia, and then one is frolla. And so one is like a puff pastry. So think of kind of like what I think of is like the croissants, how they're like laminated dough and they're like super flaky. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's going to be my girl when I go, if I try it. I want the puff pastry, the flaky layers. But if that's not your cup of tea, the frolla exists, and that is a short crust pastry, and that's more of like a biscuit. So maybe like if you don't want the flaky carbs getting over everywhere onto you, get a frolla, sfogliatella. That word is so hard.
Yeah, I'm not even going to attempt it.
But, you know, there's some fun stuff. So we were just talking about seafood. And obviously Naples is another city on the water. They love their fried food, but they also love some fried seafood. So as I previously mentioned, I wrote this article, so I was doing a lot of research. And they had this fun thing called a cuopo. And it is a paper cone, and it's filled with fried foods. and they're like all like handheld foods that you can just like eat on the go. And so there's two different types. So there's the classic huopo, which is like fried little potatoes and fried dough, fried zucchini flowers, mini arancinis, shout out to Sicily for bringing them there, and then fried polenta. But they also have fried seafood. So in this cup, instead of all of that stuff, you can get some fried fish, some like squid rings, vegetables. So it's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, it sounds great, honestly, putting it all together and just having it on the go.
Yeah, just walking around, eating, minding your business. But I don't know. I love food. Naples sounds amazing with their food. And I noticed that they had this pastry, and I never even realized it was Naples. And I think that's the most fun part about being here. You are trying so many different things, or hopefully you're trying so many different things, and you don't realize like where things come from. And so when I was doing this article, I had previously tried something called a baba in Catania. Thought it was Sicilian. Didn't know. Doing the article, I realized that it was actually Neapolitan. And I said, that's crazy. And then ironically, my friend went with her husband to TDY, to Naples, and I was like, here, try a baba. And she was like, what is it? And I like was able to like fully say everything, and everyone in my friend group was like, why do you know so much about food? And I was like, I'm sorry, I just wrote this article.
It sounds like there's a lot of judgment there, but I don't know why anyone would be upset with food knowledge.
Exactly. Enjoy the food knowledge that I'm sharing. But if you want to learn some more stuff, because that's not all what we that everything on this article, we didn't go through everything. So there's so much more specialties that you can try in Naples. And if you want to, you know, learn a little bit more, you can check out the article at europe.stripes.com.
Yeah, stay tuned to hear more from Stars and Stripes after the weather. I'm back in the studio with Anna Deluge from Stars and Stripes, and we were talking about Italy, right?
Yeah, we're talking about our campaign that's currently going on, and it is called The Best of Italy. So this has been going on. We started it in October, mid-October, and it is going on until December 15th. And it is just, it's just another survey. It's just a survey for the people of the community to get everyone involved in the local economy and share your favorites.
Those hidden gems everyone knows about.
Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't happen as much as like Siglas, but definitely on the women's pages here. There is
the
so
secret ones.
I don't think they're secrets, because we all talk about them. Yeah. But the women's page, it is full of like questions of who's your favorite like hairstylist or your favorite restaurant. I even asked, I was like, where do we like going for the pizza? And like that, I feel like that question's always going to happen because everyone finds new places. And that's like the beautiful part of this. We're going to try to make this annually, and we're just taking everyone's like recommendations. So how we started, if you wondered, if you have taken the survey and you're wondering where any of these like places came up, I was scrolling through Facebook groups trying to figure out the top like recommended. And so if you don't agree, that is completely okay, because I don't agree with some of them. So if you have like a specific opinion, put it in the write-in option, because they all have write-in options. And I think that's like the fun part. You can write in whatever you want. I mean, I'm going to see what you write. So don't make it weird, but I do see all of the submissions, and I want to just shout out that Sigonella, currently, last that I checked, we have the most votes out of all of Italy, so that's fun.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, so we're beating Naples, we're beating Aviano and Vicenza, so I want to keep that going.
I'm going to be honest, we should not be beating Naples with the size of their base.
I know, well, that's a coworker problem. That is my girl not doing her job of marketing. Oh. But I know their numbers are going to increase. We made some changes that hopefully encourages a little bit more people. We removed the phone numbers being required, because that was a weird requirement. You needed your phone number and an email. So now just like an email if you want to sign up for our daily newsletters that are completely for free. But it, like I said, this is something for free, and it's just for the community. It's something super easy. It shouldn't take you, unless you have like a place that you're thinking and you can't remember like the name, it shouldn't take you honestly more than 5 minutes. I think our stats literally said it takes like 2 minutes for people to start to finish.
Yeah, I was about to say, when I first got here, this list would have been pretty nice. Because I remember when I was trying to find a bar when I first got here, it was just me like eyeing up people at the gym, just saying, like, hey, where's your barber? And just
hey, where do you go?
Yeah. And just seeing like how many people say the same answer, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, this is consistency.
Yeah, so we're trying, and it does say currently, it says, I think we did change it to hairstylist / barbershop. And so I have had a couple of, I think, guys say like certain barbers that they do like to go to. So maybe we'll make that like a separate category, or just do like two different winners for like the women salons and like the men barbershops and stuff like that. But I think it's going to be super fun. And our end goal is, I mean, obviously not only like putting out the local economy and like saying, these are our favorites. Other Americans have gone, they've had good experiences, because I think that is also something that a lot of people look for here. They're like, ooh, I don't want to try something if like they don't really speak great English, or I have to like talk through Google Translate. Well, some of these places, yeah, you do, but that's how you, it's where you get the best value, honestly.
I'm gonna be honest, that's usually where some of the best food is.
Yeah, and that's why I'm like, don't be so afraid of it. And I think if places like that are on the list, I think it'll encourage people to like go out. And that is the biggest goal of this, underlying of, you know, showing people their favorites and getting it out to everyone to see, but to also just encourage people to go out and try new things, because we are in a different country. Try some new things, try some new restaurants, some new like so one of the categories is like a day trip. If you have a favorite day trip, so right now I think it is like Noto and Siracusa and Taormina. So like the normal ones. But yeah, if you have something specific, throw her in there. Put her in the rain.
Some random town in the middle of the island no one knows about.
Yeah, so maybe she won't win, but maybe we'll, you know, be like, oh, spotlight. Fun. And it is also, it'll give, maybe if I'm still writing for fun, I'll like take some of the towns that we get and, you know, write some recommendations for people. Because I think that's also something that I see a lot when they first get here. They're like, well, what do I do? Like, what's the first day trip we should be doing? What's our first trip? What should we be trying? So I think this is a really great resource. And so what we eventually want to do is to put the winners in our Welcome to Sigonella guide and make it like a QR code. And so you can just scan it when you're like flipping through or on the digital, and it'll take you to like the year's winners. And I think that's really fun, and it's really easy and like a great resource, like you said. Like, it would be really nice to have for anyone that's new, or even anyone that's been here and they want to try something new. Because just because you've been here doesn't mean you've tried.
Yeah, things. I'm going to be honest. There's some people that I've told about things that they've been here for 3 years have no idea of.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not saying that I go out constantly and I try a lot of new places, because I don't. I am a creature of habit, that's for sure. But I've even talked to some of the other DJs, and they're both like new. And so we like talked about like where they should be going. I'm like, oh, go here. And then go here. And then try these things. And they're like, oh, okay, great. Like, it's just a fun resource. And I think no matter who you are, it's gonna help somebody.
Yeah, I remember one time you recommended me a place, and mm-hmm. you hadn't even been there. I came back to talk to you about it, and you're like, oh, I haven't been yet. And I was like, what?
Oh, yeah, the hike, yeah. Oh, and that's another category. Like, it's, like, best hike. So, it's fun. Like, I'm a weird wealth of knowledge, even though I haven't done things. Like, I know about them. So, like, if you ever even just want to talk, I'm here to listen. I'm here to take all the information. Like, it's fun. I'm, like, in a little encyclopedia for traveling in Sicily, apparently. But if you want to participate, the URL is a little funky, but it is europe.stripes.com/best-of-Italy. But if you want to make it easier, just go on europe.stripes.com and find the ad, because there is a banner ad. Or just go on the Facebook, Stars and Stripes Europe, and there are a couple of posts. And it'll directly link you to the wonderful survey that should only take you 2 minutes.
Yeah, 2 minutes is not that much time. You guys should definitely get out there and do that. And we appreciate your guys' responses. Stay tuned to hear more from Anna from Stars and Stripes when we come back. And I'm back in the studio here with Anna from Stars and Stripes. We're wrapping up our interview. I appreciate you for coming out.
Yeah, thank you for always having me. It's always such a fun conversation with you.
It's a nice Wednesday. It's perfect. Always breaks up my week amazingly.
Yeah, you know, I'm just helping you do your job. Just having a fun conversation on air.
And I appreciate it. Anything else you'd like to put out?
Yeah, so along with our Best of Italy campaign, we do have a different campaign that is still going on. It is ending in a couple of days, actually. In just 2 short days. It is the Show Your Stripes campaign. We've talked about it and then we stopped talking about it because There's just so much going on that we needed to talk about other than Show Your Stripes. But Show Your Stripes is still going on. It ends this week. And if you haven't been listening and you didn't know that it even existed, it is just a fun creativity activity for you to do. And it is just take a picture with any of our free publications. Creativity, like, it has to be creative, because the person that is currently in the lead is somebody in Japan, and it is somebody underwater reading our newspaper.
That is a good one.
Yeah, so somebody has to beat that.
Ooh, that's what about jumping out of a plane holding a magazine?
Yeah, sure, do that. Maybe go on the ocean.
Wait, I have some questions here about this logistically. Okay, wait, yeah. So was it in something, or was he just holding a wet piece of paper?
And I saw the photo, and I was like, how did he do this? So he is in like a beach chair, sunken onto like the pool deck, like the bottom of the pool. He's in sunglasses and is holding a newspaper. It's not broken. I feel like it had to be like one and done.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest, that in the pool, I'm gonna be honest, it's impressive. But what if someone did in the ocean when that top?
That's what I'm saying. So maybe go in the ocean. Maybe Etna, I don't think, is gonna erupt in the next 2 days, but that would have been fun. Maybe do some Photoshop. I don't know. Pretend like she's erupting and take a photo of her sitting in some Etna rocks. Yeah, I don't know. You have to somehow beat that. So maybe the swim team just gets like 10 of their kids and they go on underwater and they do the same thing. So they just beat him by like having 9 more people in the water.
And then he does it with 11 people, and it's just a...
Hey, they would never know.
You're right.
But so, I mean, if you think that you can beat this person, you can win a PS5. So try, I guess.
Yeah, right now, this one guy is just...
The one guy is beating everyone, because... I don't think, which granted, I didn't either. I didn't realize that it was based off of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So a lot of us, the submissions are just like people like holding up the magazines. Because I think it was like, I think people thought it was random because they didn't read, you know, like the full contest rules.
Yeah.
So if you fully read the contest rules, it's like based off of creativity and our two big bosses, like Pig. And so we all went, oh, we haven't been telling people that it's based off of creativity. I guess that's our bad.
Yeah. Actually, you know, like, you can just put a costume on, jump in a pool, and then that'd be more interesting, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe somebody that has an inflatable costume.
Okay, I'm listening.
It gets somebody else with an inflatable costume.
Okay, and this is getting complicated.
No. Just get two people.
Okay.
Sit at the beach.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just trying. I'm just trying to have some fun entries that will be maybe the man submerged in water and show it off. I don't know, guys. I just want some fun submissions. So Show Your Stripes. It's going. It ends this week, and it is completely free. If you want to try to win a PS5, you're more than welcome to take a photo. Everything is free. It's just a free photo, free magazines, free PS5 potentially.
Yeah, honestly, you can't beat that. Can't be free.
No, but I think that's all I got for you guys.
Appreciate you for coming out, as always.
Yeah, thanks, as always.
Stay tuned, because up next, your news and sports, followed by some more of the Afternoon Alibi. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Signal, station serving America's best.